rolling, rolling, rolling. I have no idea. Beat those dogs.
Oh, make sure you don't leave that in here. That'll disturb me like no one's business.
How could anything disturb you in this
that
space?
That disturbs me. Anything that's moist and that was in someone's mouth or in their butt, I don't want around.
You guys got a problem with the word moist?
Or boogers.
No.
I got a problem with that word.
Well, I don't.
Ladies hate
about
the
cake.
Moist word.
If you're talking about cake, I like it.
I know. It's such a, like, yeah. It could be great, a really good selling point if you're trying to sell some Betty Crocker.
Moist.
Or it could really turn a lady off. You gotta be careful.
It's gross in most ways. Like if I said my cast is really moist,
that's
be like,
awful.
Yeah, that's not good.
Hey everybody, welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my left. There's Ty Ty to my right. I don't know how the show's gonna go because
it's gonna go great.
We are exceptionally uncomfortable.
Thinking positive. Are you really uncomfortable?
Feels like we're coming
fine.
To them live from Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, we're coming live about. Oh, we're like in a we're in an underground bunker.
So yeah, we're.
I feel like you just lost all your mojo in one single second.
He just went.
We're in Mike's office, which is, yeah. As I was talking to one
nice.
Of your coworkers.
It's a corner office, nice view.
The long-haired coworker guy that's they're setting up tables.
Yeah,
he let
Joe?
Me in here. He's like, I don't know. I doubt he's in here, but I'll open it up and let you see. And you weren't in here. And we were talking about your office space, and I said it's kind of like where the family that has like a secret son that they're really ashamed of. They keep him.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter, I'm under the stairs.
What is that?
Did he tell you that he helped me move this in here?
No, we didn't talk at length.
That seems like an awful task.
It was the hardest thing I've ever moved.
He's talking about his giant.
Hardest thing I ever moved in my life.
About his giant printer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It weighs 600 and something pounds, and it was almost impossible.
It doesn't slide?
No. It's very fragile.
It would have been easier to just rip the roof off and lower it in.
It was the hardest thing I've ever moved in my life, and guess what happened? We moved it, and I swore to everybody, I will never do that again. It's never being moved out of there. Everyone agreed. And guess what happened 2 months later?
You had to move it?
The printer broke, and they gave me a new one. And the old one had to go out, and the new one had to come in.
Did you show the UPS guy where
and
to
I
put
made it?
It
crystal clear, I'm not doing the moving. Right. They got to send moving people. And guess who ended up doing most of the moving?
I'm going to guess.
You got it.
Some guy named Joe?
No, yeah, me, again.
Who's you? Well, that's good workout.
Why didn't you hire the Rock and Roll Movers?
I would have.
What is that?
If I would have thought they wouldn't have fucked it up.
It's one of those like moving companies. Yeah. There's like hungry students.
Yeah.
There's like grads.
Yep. Sexually starved students would probably get more business.
There's topless maids. Can they have topless
students
movers?
DTF.
You don't want the nips getting like
college,
in the way.
That's a, you know what? This is a great business idea.
You put the box down on top of the boob.
College
not
girls
properly supported.
College girls down to fuck movers.
Yeah.
Moving.
Wait, is
moving,
that girls that want to fuck movers?
Moving makes us horny movers. All chicks. All chicks.
I have so much shame about the topics that are on the show that a stranger comes like with an earshot and I just shut up.
Yeah, that's why.
It's weird to just call someone a stranger when you're 1 foot from them.
That's Juan. He's our he's our head chef and he's
up,
our
Juan?
Kitchen manager.
Hey,
he's, and he's
welcome
the boss
to the program.
Of the, all the food.
He's the boss of the food.
All of it.
He's like, shut up, green beans.
Yep.
Get back to work.
That sounds terribly inappropriate. I don't know why. It sounds racist.
What do you think?
Shut
Juan
up, green
just,
beans.
Just got upset?
He's
no.
A great guy. He'll probably get fired for sexual harassment. Hope he didn't hear that. Or else I hope he did hear it and I tip him off.
Did you, Anderson, did you feel because you're on the other side of the little cave wall
feel
that
safe?
You could just call him a stranger without him being like, that's going to fuck up?
I'll be honest with you. Him I have a sexual harassment off. Almost every night.
Oh, you try and figure out who's more sexually explicit?
No, we both harass the same people.
Right. Who wins, do you think? Is it like some nights you bring your A game? And
he's got more time here than I do to make his moves. I just come swooping in and do a little bit of harassing, and then I split.
What's behind the Taylor Swift shirt?
Tour dates.
Who gave that to you?
I bought it.
Not what's actually on the back of it. You actually bought that online?
Yeah.
I thought you quit drinking.
I bought this years ago.
Oh, when you were drinking.
Swear to God, I did.
When you were drinking, right? Yeah,
I was
that
like,
makes
I
sense.
Got a great idea.
Yeah,
as I usually do.
Talking about drunk shopping on Emily's show earlier today and how it's really fun to get blackout drunk and then order a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do that way
a
back in the day.
12-pack
like on eBay.
Plugs.
And then, like, it shows up in the mail and you're like, oh my God, it's like a little gift to yourself.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you forget.
Then
like
you open the box
too.
And it's like, how to deal with your crippling alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
In the early days of eBay, for me, it was horrid what I bought. Like, I would just sit there scouring eBay and just buying the bullshittiest.
Well, early
bullshit.
Early on, you could buy amazing weird things for cheap because one knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Audience wasn't there yet.
I got my $6 million man doll for like $19 original from the 70s.
How much?
For like $19 or $20
How pissed
bucks. Now they're going for $300.
Is it worth? $300.
Yeah.
Quit your job.
I did. I did. You want
to
buy it?
I got a question. I gotta get right. Jesus, this mic. I gotta get right to it, Michael.
All
right. You're wearing a cast. Got a couple Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Evidently, a little bit of a bruise on your nose. The bridge of your nose.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood coming out.
What?
Let me ask you. There was when it first happened. Hmm. How did it happen?
I tripped.
Are you sure you tripped?
Yeah. Why? What do you think happened?
I don't know. It took me like a week and a half, and I was just driving in my car, and I was thinking about Mike's injuries. I'm like, tripped?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, that's the same reaction
like
the
abused.
That's the same reaction the doctor had. He goes, yeah? What happened? I go, I tripped.
He's like, no, you can tell me.
How'd you trip? And I went.
Like, if you're a kid, they're talking to your parents.
Absolutely. I told him flat out, I went, he goes, what
like
happened?
Those looked like defensive wounds to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fought some people. Okay, I'm the I'm the San Diego homeless killer.
Speaking of which, the
I like this.
That show I was talking about, I did it with Sharon Tate's
sister
over there. I forgot all about this part, but one of the psychics, once she figured out who Sharon Tate, Deborah Tate was, and then Sharon Tate was her sister. She's like, oh, wait, I'm picking up some, a lot of defensive wounds. Yes, her hands were badly cut up. She was a fighter.
Oh,
a lot of defensive wounds. I'm like, stop with the details. Stop with the details.
I'm getting the baby crying.
They started talking about the baby, and I was like slinking away on the couch.
Not.
Like, stop it.
Oh, my God, she's suffering. She's still alive.
She's like, yeah,
she's still alive.
Here.
She can't communicate with the police. She's still alive. Please, God, get her in the ambulance.
No.
Do you know why you can't take any of Marilyn Manson's French fries?
Here comes a great joke.
Because he hates Sharon Taters.
Marilyn Manson?
Fuck, Charles Manson. God damn it.
Sharon. Because he hates to share them.
Sharon Taters.
Right.
That's offensive.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Super right. offensive.
That's number 14 in Tyler White's joke book.
I've almost got a full. I
Coming
can do 5
out.
Minutes.
You guys want to hear something?
Is it have to do with nacho cheese being the punchline? No.
Very embarrassing that I'm ashamed to admit.
How'd you fall?
Many, many times.
Who beat you up, Mike?
That looks like you're just wearing a shirt with a Russian porn star on it.
Kind of.
No one
like
can
that.
See the shirt.
Yeah.
Don't get your microphone away.
Everyone can see the shirt. I was screaming it.
Nice.
You can tell us, Mike.
Many times
you
in my life.
Want to wait till the show's over?
Many times in my life, I've been proven to be stupid by the superior intelligence of one Tara Lynn Barr.
Mm-hmm.
I think this happened to all of us.
So last night, I said, I go, are you.
I got the same problem with my wife.
Okay, I go, are you really listening to that Bob Seger record you bought? She goes, absolutely. And I go, me too. I've been listening to Bob Seger constantly lately.
Not this conversation again.
Hear me out. I told her the whole story about on the After Disaster, how I brought up Bob Seger, and how I said, you can't find it online. Then I eventually did. I know a listener sent us stuff, but I had already found every song online. Mm. And I've been listening to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on a song, and Tara immediately goes, that's not Bob Seger. And I went, yes, it is. She goes, no, it's not. And I went, yes, it is. She goes, that's not even his voice. I went, I'll bet you any. I go, absolutely, that's Bob Seger. She goes, that is not Bob Seger. And then she grabs my phone out of my hand. She goes, it's the Detroit Rock Cityers, City Guys or something. It's a cover band.
It's a cover for that movie.
I've been listening to a cover band for about
they do
2
really good
weeks.
Job. They
you
do
idiot.
Good
job.
And I had no goddamn idea.
It's all right. Not that big a deal.
So embarrassing.
Not that big a deal.
So angry.
Mm.
It's pretty embarrassing. It's all right. Is it? Yeah, I let him off.
She heard one word and went, that's not Bob Seger.
Jillian freaks me out. We were watching something the other day and it was some dumb movie and some horrible song came on towards the end.
Wait, say that again.
We were watching some movie.
The first part.
Jillian told me.
No,
some
you
horrible
said Jillian
dumb.
Freaks you out.
Jillian does freak me out.
I was going to say, the first thing I thought of was her holding your flaccid penis in her hand with a big knife and you wake up.
What?
That's what jumped into your brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
like
not
just
what
and she's like, aha, I just wanted to freak you out.
That's not. No, this is much more tame and
okay.
Something
that would freak her out though. That would freak
that
you
would
out.
That would freak me the fuck out. But that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Plus, she used scissors. She's smart because she got her own hand if she tried to use a knife. So we're watching this, and then some cheesy, I forgot, I want to tell the name of the movie, guys, but I can't remember. Here's the point. The song was
Face Off, because then you don't host two movie podcasts.
I don't remember. That's the problem. I see so many movies. They sometimes they blend unless I
I see so many movies.
I see a lot of movies. Ooh. So,
Mr. Movie Man.
That's like me bragging about how many ice cream places I've been to.
No, it's like you bragging about how many Bob Seger songs you've listened to that aren't by Bob Seger. I went to an amazing ice cream place.
She says, weekend, by the way. I recognize this singer.
South Pasadena.
And I'm thinking it's a band I've never heard of, some broad singing a song. Okay. You know, maybe she's like heard another song. And she goes, no. And she looks at, actually, the credits are rolling. She goes, yeah, it's Scarlett Johansson. Ah. I recognized her. I'm like, I don't want to recognize Scarlett Johansson talking about being Scarlett Johansson if I just heard the voice, let alone Scarlett Johansson singing, who's not known. She's not known as a singer.
No, she's got an album out, though. Evidently. Cover of Tom Waits songs, I believe. I'm not sure if I'm correct on that.
Mm-hmm. So she lived in New York. She lived in Brooklyn.
Scarlett did?
If she did. If she does. She probably does. She might. She's a hipster is what I'm saying.
I think she's one of the most beautiful women.
You've seen Under the Skin?
No.
Under the Skin.
If you like her, you should watch Under the Skin.
Okay. Under the Skin.
Because I'll stop liking her?
Completely nude. Throughout most.
I saw her on Crescent Heights one day, and I looked at her, and I was like, oh, Scarlett Johansson. And all of a sudden, I just went, oh, she's more beautiful in person than I could have ever imagined. And I showed her my dick, and she just drove away.
Mm. Have I ever told you my horribly douchey story about my run-in with Shannon Doherty back in the day?
You probably have, but I'd love to hear it again.
Yeah. Did you like her?
No, I didn't. She was the height of her popularity. Yeah, and yeah.
She was
on
a very round face.
Yeah, I like
it. She was huge. 90210 was, you know, the biggest, and I hated it. And I'm surprised I even recognized her.
She was huge.
She was actually thin and wavy.
No, she was huge, like fame-wise, and she was also notoriously known as the biggest C word in Hollywood.
I was right out in front of the Viper Room.
Are we recording, by the way?
Yes. I was right out in front of what is the Viper Room now, and I was on
a Viper is it's a snake.
Why? Room is a box.
Yeah, room is like a place that people go.
I wasn't asking what it is. I said, what is now?
What is it now?
What is now? It wasn't the Viper Room when I was standing there, I don't think.
It was the Gardner Snake Room.
So stupid. And I was on a payphone.
It was the Cobra Lobby.
Might be the same phone that Joaquin Phoenix used to call in the 911 call. Now that I think about it, for River.
He called 911 for himself? Oh, I didn't know Joaquin called.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive. Horrific. They still have it. It's on record. But I was on the phone.
Ringtone coming soon.
I was scanning.
Well, if it was an emergency, why wasn't he running?
He ran to the phone that was right there.
You just said he was walking.
Maybe he sidestepped.
I never said walk. No one said walk.
He said
maybe he moon danced.
Walking
backwards
Phoenix
to the phone.
I hate the show.
Maybe he was on drugs too, and they couldn't make out what he was saying.
So I just,
I'm dead on the sidewalk. My brother's taking care of me.
Looked, and I could tell, what? I could feel somebody looking at me, staring at me, and it was in my sweet, like,
peripheral?
My sweet, long blonde hair, yeah. Like, no shirt days, yeah. Sweetness.
Yes. Yeah, probably had your arm tucked into your sleeve.
And I saw makeup. This girl driving a Porsche. If Jillian hears this, she's going, why are you telling this
Wait,
story?
Wait, what does
your
arm
fuck?
Tucked into your sleeve mean?
Remember when he used to do that?
Yeah, when I put my head through my sleeve.
Oh, his head.
Sleeve, yeah.
Oh, oh. Yeah.
So it was like a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Ew, did you mean like putting your elbows like back through your sleeve so that you're like a pterodactyl? Yeah.
How does that appear in the show? So I looked, and yeah, Shannon Doherty was sitting there in her convertible Porsche, and she was staring at me, was giving me the eyes.
Then
me in my present state, which is always very like, oh my God, I can't look at anyone in the eye. I looked away quickly, and then she sped away. And that was the end of the story, and I wish I hadn't told it now.
Idiot.
Whose eyes were those?
Maybe you could have.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't want to say because no one's a big fan of his around here.
Now we must know. We're in Mike's office. If I haven't made that clear, it's very cluttered. And, you know, Mike does pictures for a living and he prints these pictures for a living. So there's just rolled up pictures everywhere.
Mike, is that how you'd like someone to describe what you do? If you're like, you know, Mike does pictures for a living.
Yeah. He takes pictures. What do you
ask? He said does pictures.
Yeah.
He does the pictures for the improv for a living.
Hmm.
How'd you fall?
You know
what happened to your hand?
I really did. I swear to God. Uh-huh. Swear to God, you can ask Tara. I called her from her house.
No one was there, though. You don't have.
Yeah, but why would I call her if I got into a fight? I called her.
The only eyewitnesses, the gay bashers.
I called her and said, I just fell down on the sidewalk in front of your place, and I think I'm really hurt. And she goes, well, you need to go to the hospital. I went, nah. She goes, well, what happened? I go, I hit my nose, and I think it might be broken.
If I were to be able to talk to Tara right now, when is she coming back on the program?
I don't know.
I would like to have her back.
She's in that box.
There's a big box sitting next to Mike, and Mike is leaning his arm on it, and casual, Tyler was suggesting that that's where Tara
mentioned that.
Is. Get your microphone away from there.
I don't know if she'd fit in here unless I dismembered her.
Boxing Helena. Boxing Tara.
Yeah, I saw Boxing Helena. I liked it.
You know who made it?
Wait, did you just spoil that is Helena's chopped up in a box?
Thomas P. Anderson?
Yeah, but it's all known.
I have no idea.
Sherilyn Finn.
It's known?
It's known. Everyone known.
Is known. Who
David Lynch's daughter made it. What?
Speaking of known.
It's her first movie.
Davida Lynch?
She was like 19, I think, when she wrote it. What?
One of our listeners was known, that girl, that when you were in Alaska, the one that crashed the boat.
Yes, I think we talked about that on the show.
Wait.
We did?
Yes.
One of our listeners?
Was Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, they know the girl?
Yeah, he went to school with her.
He's like, oh, I know the girl because she has the same scars on her legs, and that's what she does for a living now.
What?
She drives those little
boats. Oh, did he call
boats.
In? We
no, he
calls?
Sent me an email.
Hmm. Saw the scars?
Remember, you were just transfixed on whether she
was
hot or not.
Oh, she's a cutter?
But she was on the little boat, the little ferry boat, when I was in Vancouver, and it smashed into the dock.
Yeah.
And something that the listener who knows her, went to school with her, what he picked up on that we missed was that she was driving a cutter.
Hold on. Is that really dead?
Yes, it's dead. It's
God
a fucking,
damn it.
We can't do the show in here.
There's a new battery there if you want to change
it. Yeah, there's a new battery. Speaking of tripping,
tripping balls right now, bro?
I and or Zach nearly died yesterday.
What happened?
I was carrying him down the stairs, and there was a shirt on the stairs.
Oh, those shirts are like...
Who fell and what happened?
I don't know what happened, because I did something that I don't think is physically possible. So my left foot
you floated in the air
my
for
left foot
well
went
over
down,
a minute, set your sun down, then landed?
My left foot went down and slipped on the shirt, but my right foot was already like out to go to the next step. So somehow, holding Zach in my right arm and his stupid little toy in my other arm, I slipped out and then somehow like balanced everything to like, I like re-got equilibrium and landed back on my left foot that slipped. I don't know how it's possible.
Wow.
And then
did you pull muscles?
Then I just stood there still on the one
scared,
foot.
Scared,
like,
shitless?
Holy shit. And,
you and, then, you,
be like,
and then you beat the shit out of Lauren for leaving a shirt on the stairs.
He's a soft little dude. He would have broke your fall. You would have been okay.
You know what would be the worst case scenario is you drop your son, you land, but then the toy is safe in your hand. Like, didn't hit anything.
You're like, oh, thank God, you're cradling
your
something.
Priorities are way off.
Zach's on the ground broken, and you're holding the toy.
You're holding like a beach ball. Oh, I saved the toy.
I've got some good news and some bad news.
It's amazing what the body can do. I mean, we've all heard the stories of like those women that like lift cars off their kids and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I levitated like a swami. I don't know how
I've never
I did what
seen
I did.
One of those stories come true. But,
it happened to me when I was a kid. I fell into a backyard. I remember it clear as day. I was sitting on my friend's like he had a little dollhouse in the backyard that was kind of high. You know, kids used to have those like sheds almost. They used to have them in the '70s.
Yep.
I don't think they have them anymore.
Like a treehouse?
Yep.
No, it's like a little like dollhouse. No,
My sister had. My dad built my sister a. Like a house that people would actually live in now in our backyard just for her to have as like a giant dollhouse with a door, windows, a little kitchen, everything.
Oh, like one of those hipster tiny
like
houses?
Brad Williams could live comfortably
absolutely,
in there.
Exactly like that.
Brad Williams!
He's not in the box.
Oh.
So I'm sitting on top of that, and my friend was making me laugh somehow, and I'm laughing so hard that I fall over backwards into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
And we knew that yard really well. Like, kids know yards.
Yeah.
We knew that yard. And that
kids
yard,
know yard. Quicksand. Hashtag
you
kids
do.
Know
kids
yard.
Kids know shit, because they're always, like, getting scraping their knees, quicksand. Running as fast as they can. And we knew that was the dog yard, and
ooh,
I could hear them. I could hear those fucking dogs coming. I could hear, I was probably 7 or 8. I could hear, like, their leashes, and I could hear the growling. I could hear the footsteps coming. And I somehow, like one single bound, just leapt over like that 8-foot fence.
Did you pull muscles?
I was hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good, but I remember just being like hearing them coming, and then I was on the other side of the fence. Your body can do crazy shit.
I've mentioned this story before, but it's the truth. It's absolutely
wasn't a
the
horse.
Truth.
There's no horses coming.
My friend and I were cruising the strip at Palm Springs during spring break.
Is this when you got gay bashed?
Not getting laid, not meeting chicks, just drinking and cruising the strip in my convertible 76 Cadillac Eldorado.
Yes. You could park anywhere with that car. Never get a ticket.
Broke the engine.
Right.
No, that was my 55.
Oh, Bill, you had
Eldorado
a couple.
Package.
What? You've had a couple?
I
Cadillacs?
Went right from the 55 to the 76.
Okay.
It was mayhem, if you remember what Palm Springs used to be like.
I used to be down there
mayhem.
At the same time.
Mayhem.
I was a little kid.
We're cruising the strip, hours and hours and hours, and I fucked up my engine. It ended up bending a rod, so it would only go 25 miles an hour, and the car was overheating. So we headed back to San Diego in the right lane, pissing everybody off, doing 25, 30 miles
an
hour.
Why are you in the safari section of your sound effects right now, Tyler? Why are you in that bank?
My engine.
I went to dog sounds, I went to animal sounds. There's not a single fucking dog.
That's crazy.
I just played all the...
Because dogs aren't animals. They're dogs. So no, it's its own category.
It's a gecko.
No, geckos have British accents.
The more you know.
My car, my engine, I thought I needed oil. I pulled over, had a quart of oil in the back. I tried to put it in the pitch black desert, poured it on the engine. It caught on fire.
Right.
The whole engine was encased in flames.
Yes.
My friend ran off into the
That's
desert.
Smart.
Like ran away. I blew the fire out.
Yeah, blew it out.
I went.
I don't think so.
I swear on my life.
He became Superman.
I blew the fire out.
Were there icicles afterwards?
I blew the fire out.
On the, block?
Yep. And I almost passed out. But that is a story of superhuman strength.
So if I were to talk to Tara right now.
I don't think you blow out an oil fire.
No, I did. Actually adds to
I
it.
Swear to you, yeah. That's the truth.
Were there icicles?
What's up?
Because you turned into Superman. Like you had like that stream of.
I wasn't paying attention to that part of it.
I wasn't paying attention. There are icicles. If I were to talk to Tara right now about your phone call right after the alleged fall, would she? Do you think she might tell me that she did hear footsteps running in the distance away?
Take that, punk.
I just feel like maybe you got bashed and you don't want to talk about
it. I didn't, because I would definitely talk about that.
I bet you would. I think you're right. Yeah, you would.
Of course I would.
I'm proud of you for not taking off the cast here. It's been a week. Good job, buddy.
I
don't know how many people I've told.
What's
that story
the longest
to.
Thing you've put down there to scratch?
Nothing yet, but I've been blow drying it.
Pretty
in the morning
satisfying.
Trying to loosen it up because the guy told me heat will make it looser. He goes, "Don't get it hot because it'll." And I've been blow drying the fuck.
I can't tell. I probably told the story to 7 or 8 people about how angry I got at Mike when he was talking about taking it off and stuff. And it was the first time I felt like a parent with a friend. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it'll be off by next week.
No, 2 weeks. There's a bee in here.
Watch out, guys.
Balancing my check, Burke.
You doing that right now during the show?
Twerk. 100 gift baskets.
What is
You're
that?
You're now rocking with the Tesla boys.
I know that it's from Popstar. I still haven't
what?
Seen Popstar.
You know that?
Yes,
you
I've
didn't know
for
that?
Weeks.
Oh, you
Who told
it?
You? Who told you?
Listeners.
Listeners, why do you got to tell them?
Oh, I didn't get what was going. I didn't get the game you were playing. I wasn't on.
No
on
one
your
got it except for the few listeners that watched Popstar. But why you got to tell Tyler? Did you put out a little like text, like
nope.
A little tweet, like what is that?
Guys,
guy?
come on, fill me in. Oh, I don't like when the jokes are on me.
Help.
Sherbert and the Sherbert. All right. So what's up, guys? What's going on with you? Huh? I got good stuff from the PO box, and I got a box that I got to pick up, but I
all
left
right,
it
we'll
in the car. So
car
next week.
Yeah.
One of the things that I got week. In the little PO box is an envelope, and it's very thick, and it's all handwritten. So I don't know what that's going to be, but
cash.
I'm very curious. I don't think it's to cash, Tyler. Have you guys? You live in L.A. For those of you who live in the down in the greater Los Angeles area,
definitely I don't live in L.A.
I bet both of you will know exactly what I'm talking about. This might be nationwide.
Rock and roll movers,
not rock and roll movers, nor new
college girls down to fuck movers.
Black Lives Matter.
PSA. Movers. PSA posters essentially is what
mm-hmm.
they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At bus stops
mm-hmm.
that say,
mm-hmm.
"If you hit someone, stop the car." Little hashtag. Like they're trying to cut down on the
hit and runs.
Have you seen these?
No, not yet.
No.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
They're at almost every single bus stop, which shows you there's bad times for bus stop advertising because there's no good movies in summertime that they can advertise
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
How could we get a bus stop ad?
Has this campaign, God knows how many tax dollars they're spending on it.
I feel like people at bus stops are kind of our target market.
Ever done one ounce of good?
Of course not.
Has anyone ever adhered because they saw a bus stop ad?
Of course not.
And also, I understand I see them in the car driving by, but the people that are going to see them more are the people waiting for the buses who don't drive.
It'd be a way better PSA.
They don't drive. They're not going to be driving the bus and hit and run on the bus.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
It's infuriating how poorly our government is run and how inefficient they are.
Remember the evacuation signs that I was bitching about that they had like by the shore? And it's
the
like
tsunami ones?
Showing you like away from the beach. The ocean is behind me. I don't need your sign to tell me which way to run away from
the
water.
I think it sends you to high ground.
Yeah. I think it's wearing on our brains the how many warnings we have to look at.
I think California. It's definitely.
But
an issue here.
Okay.
More so.
How about? I took a ride in a McLaren with Dr. Drew.
I've heard that.
And on the dashboard was a very large airbag warning on the dashboard that you're staring at in a several hundred thousand dollar car. that you just bought that's not removable.
Yeah, Corolla used to bitch about that quite a bit, and it's a very good point. Like, you spend all this money on this work of art, essentially.
Yeah,
and it's just,
and then
covered
you got a sticker
in,
that's not removable.
Yeah. I, you know what? I see a future where you go to like modern art, like museums, and they have like stickers like, this item could fall and hurt you.
I yeah, have.
Watch out. The ceiling might cave in if there's an earthquake.
Like the Rodin sculpture should probably have warnings all over them.
We should erect signs at every trail in Los Angeles. Watch out for hawks. They could reach down and pluck out your eye.
Don't eat part of this Rodin sculpture. It's made of lead.
Yeah, watch out for snakes. They could bite your ankles.
That one's helpful, actually, the Rodin.
Not, yep. not bad, right?
Yeah, that one's
Be careful. Possible killers lurking in the trees.
Speaking of like alarms on your cars,
yeah.
So our new,
I didn't know we were speaking about that, but
we are. I don't think we'd mention it once. Where did that come from?
You're talking about cars and the things that tell you to be safe.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not an alarm.
Tyler, whatever. We have a thing on
speaking of space travel, you guys.
On my our Ford Escape, we only have one key because it's used.
Yeah.
And somehow, when Lauren was dicking around with the settings, she set it up to be a my key, which is what you give to like your teenage.
Oh,
son or daughter,
no.
So that the car can't go over 8 miles an hour.
No, it's got a governor on it.
And you can't turn the radio above 15, and like there's some other things. So because we only have the one key, we can't change it back. So I have to go to a dealership.
Wait, forever?
I have to buy a new key, like
for
a $300 key.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do
and
it.
And get it reprogrammed, and then have them wipe the thing so
there's
I can start
be a way.
Back
yeah.
over.
There's got to be a way.
No, I've scoured the internet.
Gotta
if any of you work at
okay,
Ford
my car is not an expensive
please
car,
let me know.
But there's got to be a way.
My car is not an expensive car, but the guy flat out went, don't lose this key because it's $350.
No,
and
I
was
know.
Like, what the fuck?
That's it.
What it's, the fuck? Just, how much does it cost when I lose my Bugatti key?
Yeah, I think you just have to
$10,000
turn in the car for scrap.
Begotten. What? Bugatti? What's a Bugatti?
It's a Italian, million and a half dollar car, French.
French. Bugatti?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because like baguette. I get it.
It's a Bugatti
Veyron. Yeah, it's just like baguette.
Oh, it's just like baguette.
I yeah.
Hey!
Hey! It's baguette! It's Bugatti. That's funny because that name actually sounds Italian.
That's Italiano. So,
it's not funny at all.
I was watching Bill O'Reilly the other day.
Oh,
why?
Tyler, there's no way to.
I don't know why you're. Why
are
we eating those?
Intimate conversation.
Because we're
you're
on
awesome?
The microphones.
Yeah, I would
yeah,
love
they're good.
Some.
They're really
no,
good.
Let's not do
they're
that.
Can you open it?
Let's not. We're gonna pause it.
Can you open it?
We gotta pause.
No, we don't.
The listener can't hear that.
I'm superfluous. Just let me eat while you talk.
Forgot.
You talk. What's wrong with you?
Because I can't.
This is your dream.
I
you should.
Can't.
You guys should start bringing Tyler's treats every
one,
week.
Two microphones and a box of cookies, and that's how we do the show.
I cannot eat them.
Wait, we need that for Foley.
Okay, here's what's going to go down with those right now. You're going to eat a couple. They're going to be like you're gonna be like they're all right, and then you're going to start craving them, and then we're going to eat about 45 each.
Wait, hold on. Let me. I need a clean take of this.
Why do you need a clean take?
In case we need that as a drop.
And we have no liquid other than the hot.
We should do. We should
we
do.
Don't. I could
Foley
Matt Damon
things.
The Martian this room
wait.
And somehow make liquid.
We should do Foley things every episode and let people know that there's free sound effects in our podcast, and we'll get like new. We'll get like film buffs.
Yeah, not
sounds.
Too bad. That's a good sound effect right there.
Wait,
it's ensconced with shit though. The sound effect.
Hey,
it's
Tanya Kruger is going to be out here in a couple of weeks.
I know. She keeps texting me, asking me for suggestions. And you know what? I'm such a dick. You know my suggestion? You know any good seafood places in L.A., Anderson? Tanya Kruger, of course, talking about Tanya Kruger from Getting Zitty with It.
Can you hold on a second?
And my answer
Can
is.
Hold on a second?
My answer is.
Can you hold on a second?
What's your answer?
Yelp. That's all I text. Just Yelp.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That was a good answer.
I'll tell you right now, Tanya, if Google. You want to spend some big bucks, go to Crustacean.
Oh, correct.
It's probably the best in town. If you want to really have
Crustacean
good seafood.
Crustacean has, they have fish tanks on the ground and yeah. you walk on them.
If you want amazing crab, go to here Captain comes. Jackson here. Sunset Beach.
Captain Jackson.
Someone found that restaurant you were talking about last week. It started with a C. It's been closed
yeah.
for like 10
Chasen's.
Years.
Chasen's.
Coconut.
Yes.
Coconut
yes.
teasers.
Yeah.
Coconut teasers.
Oh
Chasen's
my God!
Is what it's called?
Yeah, I've been to the Coconut Teaser.
Wait, that's a real place?
It yeah, was on the corner of
where
Sunset
Hyatt is now.
And Crescent Heights.
Sounds inappropriate.
Coconut Teasers. That's
it was
how
a,
Mickey
it was a heavy
there.
Metal club. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my! I might have too. I may have too.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
I bet
one
I
time
did.
I was on my way there to see him play there, and that's when the hooker got in my car. But we're not going down that road again. So
goddamn hookers always leaping in your car, giving you a blowjob, and taking $40.
The worst.
Jumped in. So I'm at this tire place because Julian's car got a flat tire, so I took it to get it fixed, and I'm sitting there in their little waiting room. God, it's great hanging out and working like car tire places, waiting rooms.
While they're fucking you?
With Bill O'Reilly. Actually, it wasn't bad. It's like $20 to fix the tire. Oh. Bill O'Reilly just screaming on the TV, and it was the day after.
Looking at old time magazines.
It was the day after the shooting.
They always have a Golf Digest from like 2001.
Yep.
I didn't. Actually, I was looking at a pretty sweet Reader's Digest with the shark encounter on the cover.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
What happened?
No, because I got transfixed.
Was it about Mark Cuban?
Shark encounter.
First of all, there's one other guy sitting in there, right? Dun, so it's dun, quiet and it's yeah, nice dun, and there's dun, coffee. Dun, dun, and there's yeah. Bill O'Reilly, the dulcet tones of Bill O'Reilly. I'll get to him.
Sweet dulcet tones.
And the guy that I have to sit in the little common area with, I want just silence. And I want no eye contact. I want to pretend like you are not here. We don't need to converse. We're both here because something fucked up happened to our cars.
No, you're not going there for joy.
And I don't need to trade stories with you. I have a lot of shit to do, like watch Bill O'Reilly. And I can feel him just staring at me. And then I get on my phone. I start playing a dumb little game on my phone. And he starts like looking over my trying to see what game I'm playing.
You're
I
playing Pokemon?
And you look at him and
not
you go,
there's
a Pokemon in your pants. Let me get it.
That is the
worst. And you kick him in the nuts. I got 2 points.
Do you see that the Holocaust Memorial had to ask people to
yes.
stop?
Yes.
Pokemon.
That is the best.
I kid you not. I considered dropping $30 today to have a Pokemon for each of us here.
Oh, you got to pay for them to be here?
With a business, you can pay and to draw people into your business, and they're $10 each. It lasts an hour.
Oh, how much money are they making, these fucks?
Billions.
Everyone stop it. We were talking about this on Emily's show, and I don't want to get too far down the Pokego goddamn thing, but how much of it is because people are like, oh, wow, this is a great game. I get it. And I want to be a part of it. Or how much of it is like, I can't miss this trend. Let's all be a part of it.
There's a pizza place that was came out on the news and just said, this is unbelievable. We bought 3 of them, and our business is up like 500%.
It was like Santa Monica Pier, like last night, there was 1,000 people all catching Pokemon.
I can't wait for this thing to be over. I can't wait for it. I hate it so much.
That game is so big, it's creepy.
You guys play it?
There's probably a Pokemon in this room right now.
Do you have it? No, they got to pay for it, apparently.
No. That's
you pay if you want the Pokemon to be at your place.
I think...
No, yeah, you do. It's $10.
I think that person is able to, they're high enough that they're able to set a lure, which is how some guys were robbing people.
No, yeah.
They were setting out a Pokemon and people were coming to get it and they're robbing those people at gunpoint.
There's several options, but you can buy, it's an hour for one for $10.
I think that's like I think that's a person who's playing the game and is like, I will come.
No, businesses, the whole point of the game.
I would trust Mike, wink, wink.
Okay.
The whole point of the game is it's to sell advertising. It's for businesses and places of interest to
draw you.
There
have to be a bunch of just organic, normal ones out
there. Of course,
there are.
But as a business, you can buy them. It's $10.
No, stop it. Stop adding to the craze, Tyler. This is horrible.
I caught my first Pokemon on my coffee table.
Oh, dude, what are you doing? If I come in here next week and I'm playing this goddamn game and I'm like, I've seen the light, please just kill me.
You won't see me doing it.
I'm never doing it. I'm standing my ground. Never. I did invent something that should be better.
What?
Pokedong. And like you find like little dicks.
Oh yeah, they're on the ground. You have to always
like,
bend down to
like
get them.
Like you hold your phone up to a girl, and like you can see her boobs on it. Or to a dude, you see his wiener.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
yeah, it's very
like the wiener,
very sexy.
Yeah, see the same Pokedong,
yeah.
Much
like
better.
It. Yeah, it's great.
What are you doing? Stop playing
Pokedong.
So I'm in there and I'm watching Bill O'Reilly talk about he's trying to understand and unpack, as it were, the shooting of the officers in Texas, and. He was saying it so matter-of-factly and so naturally that it didn't even occur to me that these words should not be coming out of his mouth. And that was haters. Bill O'Reilly kept saying, well, we all know these haters are out there, and we got to stop these haters. Because these guys are haters, and no matter who it is, they're not going to stop at anything because they're haters. And he just kept using the word haters. And I'm like, when did Bill O'Reilly start using the word haters?
I don't like that word.
I hate that word.
It's just another word for
asshole.
Unless
you're black. If you're black, you can say it and get away with it. It's like wearing a purple suit. You can get away with it if you're black because you're black. You're cool.
It's basically
can't do
jealous assholes.
And like the whole haters gonna hate. Oh, man. Who was that guy that played for the football team and his name was She Hate Me? Remember that?
Yes.
He Hate Me.
He Hate Me.
He
was in
me.
The XFL.
Yes. American. It was XFL. That was great. That guy's dead.
What?
He died.
Did the dude kill him finally because he hated him?
I don't remember what happened, but
he got me.
He
seems like just says he got me.
I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure he's dead.
I bet he's not. I bet
he hate me. I love that guy.
Are you looking for Pokemon in here?
Yeah, I don't know how to do the thing with my camera.
Let's not figure it out on the show. Superfluous. If you're going to do that, at least eat some crackers, would you?
God, it wasn't crackers. He hate me. It was E hate me.
It was he
no,
hate
it was
me.
He
no,
hate
everything
me.
Mike says is wrong.
It was
like everything.
He hate me.
It was E.
No.
It was he hate me.
Look it up.
I will look
it
up.
100% he hate me. Maybe you saw a picture of him or like the H.
It was just he hate. It wasn't 100% he hate me. It was just he
Tyler.
Hate me.
What would our XFL names be?
Mine would be Cowan. Like all the other players have their own names, they use them.
Not XFL.
Was it all fake names?
It was like tight names, like Bonesaw and stuff like that. Yes.
They were all fake?
I think so.
Most of them.
There was, why was He Hate Me the only one?
No, E Hate Me.
It was E Hate Me.
There was
E
Hate Me?
Oh, not E Hate Me.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God, Michael. How could you stick to your guns? You realize that like 20 seconds from now, you're like, oh, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right. It was E Hate Me.
Here we go. I'm typing it in. You have time to say no.
You still have time, Mike. Hey, we got to do the mugs. What are we doing the mugs for the listeners that need the mugs?
I don't know, but a lot of things for He Hate Me are coming up right now.
No, what about E Hate Me? Have you tried it? Did you guys hear about this girl who talked her boyfriend into killing himself?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God. I'm wrong.
Why would you do that, Mike?
I thought it was E Hate Me.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
Because everything was like digital. It was like email, E Hate Me, eBay.
He took some Molly and OD'd on
Yes,
it.
I heard about that girl, but I don't know what the circumstances were, and I don't know...
I don't know a whole lot about
it
either.
If there was cruel, she was.
I don't understand the mind.
It's kind of like we're catching Pokemons.
Tyler, no one can even see them.
If they had a game to find animal crackers, I'd be all over that.
My buddy Brian Border listened to. He's a good friend of mine, and it freaked me out when I heard that he listened to the Film Vault. And then he said, "I'm listening to that. I'm going to listen to an After Zest." I'm like, "Please don't do that." I might have encouraged him. I don't know. But then he got back to me. Yeah, he's like, "I listened to my first After Disaster, and Tyler's my favorite." What?
Yeah, because he has ears.
What? So I like to discourage him from listening to any
What's his name
episodes.
Again? Brian? Mm-hmm. What's up, Brian?
Brian Border.
Stop it.
You can join my exclusive fan page at Tyler Ruins Fan Pages.
So this evil
We're having
bitch.
A meetup this week.
Yeah. Was she evil or was she joking?
Debate E Hate Me? Evidently, I meant to read up on it, but it was too depressing. I didn't want to, and I was hoping that one of you knew more than I did. But was it a big story at all? A lot of people know about it.
No.
Evidently, this guy was killing himself.
Don't ever say it again like that.
Evidently. This guy was killing himself via car, with the car on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was getting out of the car, and she was like sending texts like going, no, just get back in. Everything's going to be great. This is what you want to do. I mean, there's like ways of getting rid of dudes, but that is like one of the most evil. And she talked him into it, and she was persuasive, and he died.
She's Jackie Kevorkian, sort of.
No, Kevorkian has put people out of their miseries, and this guy was young.
Well, clearly he was in misery.
And he like said something about how he wanted to say goodbye to his family, and she told him like not to, or like don't write a goodbye note or something like that. Like he didn't even get to send his final words.
So what's happening to her now? She being prosecuted?
She's in that box.
I kind of understand why Brian likes it the most.
Is punishment enough?
That was pretty good.
You know what I miss?
Mm.
What?
The restaurant with all the fishers.
Oh, the hookah.
E-hookah.
All right, let's not talk. So that's all we're going to discuss on the
no.
Girl? Is that all we got?
No, but I got
to
fucking...
It's just like fucked up. I don't know what else there is to be like... to talk about.
I got to shoot some texts to some people I told to kill themselves.
Oh, did you mean like the entire show?
What?
No,
not the entire show. That particular topic.
I mean, it's just like, it's bad. I don't know.
That's all you got to, that's your commentary. It's bad.
I'm thinking about all the Pokemon like that are running show. Around in here and I can't
you know
catch
what?
Them.
I'm going to make lemonade out of these lemons. If I ever get to be in the football league, I'm going to make myself E-hate me since it's not taken.
But there's a chance you could be in the football league.
I might get a jersey.
Oh, it'll say E does pictures.
E hate me. We're so topical. We talk about shit that's like 20 years old. Like it just happened yesterday.
Can I say that I'm in love with someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
I don't have the listener's name who suggested that I watch him. Jillian was already aware of him. She used to watch one of his shows that he did for MTV. But his name is Bo Burnham. And
yep.
I'm in love.
Have you watched his Netflix?
Holy fuck. I watched his two specials, and the most impressive stand-up shit I've seen. I know it's gimmicky to an extent, but God damn it, he puts his all into it, and he spends so much time, obviously, rehearsing and getting it just right. And I love his style.
I haven't watched his new one, but
What was a little bit better than his first one, I think?
No, he has a new one.
I know. I mean, what was a little bit better than his next one? I watched. But if you have not seen Bo Burnham, fantastic.
Started out as a YouTuber.
Yep.
I hate him, and I don't think anyone should give him a chance at all.
I think he was here after we did the last show in here. Like, because somebody asked me why Bo Burnham was here, and I said, hold on, let me check my diary.
That's Mike's.
Like, why would I know why someone's here?
I say, Mike, when's the next date that we're going to be able to do the
Oh God!
Do the show. This conversation, Tyler. What would you say, Mike? How many times have we had this conversation?
Twice.
I'm gonna go with about probably 11 times now.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, the booker's here. I'm gonna talk to the booker and we'll get a date for a live show. That's happened 11 times. So obviously,
we've done 11 live shows.
We have not. Obviously, Mike is digging his heels in. I'm really bummed out that we're not doing the Salton Sea for the listeners tomorrow. We need to pick a day and do it. When can that
happen? I know.
Next. Flens Day.
Really?
It's the middle of the night between Thursday and Wednesday.
Oh, Christ. Guys, we got to do something for the listeners.
I have some time off in August.
Mm-hmm. When?
At like the end of August.
Mm-hmm. It's too far away.
Wait, hold on.
It's pretty far.
Tyler, stop it. God, this is the worst show. I feel bad. I feel like I feel awful.
I feel like
show.
We need to give back that Patreon money.
Stop it.
Don't say that.
Stop it.
I mean, people feel bad, but don't feel that bad.
I don't feel that bad either.
Just come up with a sound effect and we'll, here, peel that.
I think Mike might be like a genius businessman, actually. And he realizes that if our show went away and we stopped giving, like Salton Sea, and we're not doing these things, and he interrupts them, that if we stop and the show goes away, people just go migrate over to his show and he'll get all the Patreon
money. I'm a business
money.
Genius.
And he doesn't have to share. I think that's what's happening.
I'm a business genius. Smart.
Business genius kicking in.
They can come over to my show where I barely make a dime.
He's a late bloomer.
What is that talking?
Yeah, could you have them be quiet? We're trying to do a show.
Yeah, be quiet.
So, Mike.
It's a shift meeting happening. That makes me apprehensive to talk right now because I don't want them to hear the show.
Why? What do you mean? You're not supposed to. Did I mention we're doing the show live from the improv? So that's why there's much. Tyler, when that happens, you turn off the phone. You don't put your microphone towards it. He's got very angry. Sorry.
Are those your notes? Jesus Christ, you got like 30 paragraphs?
From way back when, yeah.
Not too bad.
I ever tell you guys the time that I stole a bunch of soda? When I was like 14?
You stole it?
Stole it.
From a 7-Eleven?
From a truck.
Oh, like
I you, love that idea. I've thought about it a million times. Every time I drive by the Budweiser truck, I'm always like, he left it open. The guy's inside, restocking the cooler. I can take a case, throw it in my car, go home, fall off the wagon, get a DUI, crash, lose all my money, possibly go to jail.
Those are the die pack ones.
They have die pack.
Oh, stop it! Don't, Mike.
They don't have the money for die packs.
So people steal them and they get die packed.
Mike just freaked me out. He was going in for a cracker, but he's leaning over his chair towards you, and I thought he was going to go like, "They don't have die pack," which is so not Mike. I'm like, "What's happening right now? What have you done with Mike? Who are you, Tyler? Don't touch my knee. Stop it." So my friends and I, when I was like 14, Brazen. I just didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. I don't know what.
Your friend's name was Brazen?
My friends, it was Greg and Alan. Alan Onstad and Greg White. And we were a threesome everywhere we went. Like, it was the three of us, right? Mm. And we would just do whatever. I guess we all kind of fed off of each other a little bit pack mentality, which I hate. Right? Like, we had balls. Like, if we wanted a drink, we'd go into, like, Clark's Drugs, which is now Savon's, and we would just, like, the door to the liquor storage was open, unlocked. We'd
you know
go
else,
in there.
You know who else feeds off each other?
Hmm.
Lemon Party.
And pilot fish on sharks.
Literal. And it would be Whales. Dark, but we'd just go in there and we'd just sit down. And no one would know we were in there. And we just started drinking like hard liquor. It was fucking awesome. Then we found out that we could like, if we had the skinniest guy in our crew, his name was Stumps. He could reach through where they kept the beer in the back.
Yeah.
His arm could get through and he could reach the beer and like outside of the loading docks. And then one day we see like a 7-Up truck or something sitting there. And it's like middle of the afternoon after school. We're just like looking for shit to fuck up. And we grab a shopping cart, just walk right up to it. We try the doors, like the sliding doors. There's a bunch of them. We find one that opens up and it's just a bunch of like cola in there. Yes. We just start pulling out full cases into the shopping cart. And then we just walk the shopping cart like 2 miles away back to my house. We load it up in my mom's fridge in the garage.
Accessory. After the fact.
You got any left? Because I'd like a soda right now.
What was it?
This all came up. I forgot all about
cola?
It. There was an ad for like cherry Dr. Pepper. And I'm like, that looks so good. But I'm off cherry forever because I had so much that summer. I felt sick. And my friend Greg White, God love him. But
your mom didn't question any of this stuff?
I made up some shit
like,
on the
how
fly.
How did my
like,
son without
Greg's
a job
dad works
like
for the cola.
Soda?
I think it was like
that's
Shaster
a good story.
Or something.
That's a good story.
And I remember Greg's like, we should sell this, dude. We should sell this to school next week. He's like, and he made a little sign. I loved Greg, but man, the kid. He became homeless for a while. He's the guy that lived on top of the Ralph's supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found his diary, and it said, I hate all enners and Jews except for Crystal and Howie, because we had a black girl named Crystal who was our friend, and Howie was our Jewish friend. And in his diary, first line, Tyler, it said, I hate all enners and Jews. But Greg White, before that happened,
that's actually like, that'd be like an amazing prologue to some sort of book.
Before he became a Nazi sympathizer. Mm. Later found out that he's actually like 50% Native American, so he had to take all that back and start living a different lifestyle. He had a lot of different...
I didn't know you could do that.
That's what Greg did. But Greg showed up...
Sure, I've been a card-carrying member of the Ku Klux Klan for 26 years, but I just found out my great-great-great-uncle was brought over here on a slave ship,
right.
So I take it all back.
He takes it back in one fell swoop, yeah. He's the guy that took the cat head out of the bag and threw it at the chick first chance he got on the bus. So he shows up to school the next morning, and he's got like a bunch of the cola in his backpack, and he has a little handmade sign.
Yeah.
And it said, 1 for 25 cents, 2 for 75 cents.
That's a good business move.
Oh, Greg.
And we're like, dude, Greg, it's not good math.
Someone's smoking a little too much of the peace pipe.
The only way that makes sense is if you limit how many people can buy.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, I'll take two, and you're like, nope.
Like Costco limit 5.
Yeah, yeah.
You can actually do that.
Like someone's really thirsty.
That's all I got, guys. I'm done.
It's kind of funny how we look back on the crimes we did as children with
like
glee.
Wistful.
Yeah, like, oh, I remember when this girl didn't want to have sex with me, but I just did it anyway.
No, what?
I was just trying to take it to an extreme. Taking it to an extreme. That never happened, of course, because I'm a gentleman and I respect
like
women.
That conversation that I heard in the gym a few weeks ago.
And I have good communication skills.
I like Kobe because he's got that whole like no mean jest policy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's just silence.
Yeah, no.
Guy's like, nah, I'm not really down with that, man.
Yeah.
This is like what's happening to the people that are down there hearing us.
Yeah.
They're the you in the locker room from last week.
Oh, like Juan, perhaps, when he came in here to grab those green beans that he was yelling at earlier in the program.
Yeah.
He was hearing that.
I got to say.
He was shuddering at the topics.
As far as no means no goes.
Oh, mm-hmm. What do you have to say?
When you're about to have sex with a beautiful young lady,
uh-huh.
And she says no.
She's
I just got to be honest, that's a boner killer.
Yeah. It works out.
It's a downer.
Way. It's good.
It's a downer.
You want it to be a downer. You don't want it to be an upper because that means you're a sick fuck.
I would love to see you go to an open mic where you just say that sentence that you just said.
That's what
and
you
then
open
just
up with.
Stand there.
He get a few chuckles. Have you ever seen anyone just totally turn on the audience?
Absolutely.
And just start yelling at them? Great, right? Isn't it?
Our next
and
live show.
It ruins everything for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at the comedy store.
Really
do
have a lot of band-aids.
It's pretty great. You got anything, any good memories of any? Maybe names?
Any crimes I did when I was a child?
No. People turning on people on stage.
I like the crimes better.
Or crimes.
My favorite one.
Heist is crimes.
Hmm?
That was a little Chappie.
Oh.
Chappie. You ever saw Chappie?
Yeah, I saw Chappie. It's sad.
Heist is crimes. Heist is crimes. Heist is crimes.
Nope, when he gets beat up is
all right.
So
that's what happened to Mike, I think. I think somebody trapped him off in the ghetto.
You got Chappied.
I'd have a much better story if I got into a fight.
No, it wasn't much of a fight. That's why you're making up the story. It was more like, stop.
I'd still tell it. God. Like, you think I'm hiding something?
All right, go ahead. Crimes. What are your early day crimes?
Yeah, we all did. I don't know what Tyler's done.
I stole from Lars Ulrich.
What?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Metallica, dude? Like, what, you sang one of his songs in a car? And you got mad?
And charged?
No, in those early days of Napster.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't count as crime.
Fuck you, Tyler.
Jesus
It doesn't
Christ.
Count as crime? Ask Lars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
were you
right.
convicted?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did any police action come down on your ass?
No.
No. Yes. No.
I trespass at school, drinking booze and throwing water balloons at cars.
That's not too shabby.
That's all right.
And the cops they didn't arrest us, but they thought we were the Bacchus boys who
did
tagging
the usual,
up the school.
Yeah. Bacchus boys.
I know. It's a cool
damage,
name, but I was like, we're definitely
damage.
Not the Bacchus boys.
Did a lot of property damage when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get drunk and so angry, and I had such an abusive childhood at times. that I would just like fuck up people's property. I feel so bad about it now. It's
me
like,
too.
What the hell?
Did you ever break mailboxes?
No, it was like so long ago that it was like when all cars had antennas, and I used to just collect
them
those.
Off.
I would just collect them. I would just be like walking home, and I would break in every single antenna. What an asshole!
Oh, yeah, gotta, you need to do.
But look at them. Look at the future.
Public service.
Know, seriously.
Look at what I ended up doing.
Amends.
Radio. Weird.
Yeah.
Except you can't bring the joy of radio to those people who you snapped off
you
their
just,
antennas.
You sabotage your own business.
It's true.
I know. Yep. It's weird. That's like what I'm saying. I was trying to ruin my future business.
When I was in the fifth grade,
my business.
There was a point.
My friend, he would know. He'd see the look in my eye and go, "Uh-oh, destructive mode."
Before my mom packed up her four kids and made us move into a cult, she had done the same thing with a relative. She took us
break off all the antennas.
Just put us in the car and drove us to San Jose, and we lived on the floor of her parents' home for like 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let you off the floor.
There were no rooms. There were no rooms. I slept on the couch.
You got the couch because you're the oldest.
She just went, "We have to move," and she was just doing it to punish my dad because she's mentally ill. Point is, I rebelled a lot, and I got kicked out of school probably the third day in.
It's cooler to say I rebelled a lot.
Cooler. Yeah, I Honda rebelled. Mm-hmm. I got locked in a room because I got in trouble, and it happened to be a storage room that had all the scissors in there for the entire school, like dozens and dozens of boxes that had like 12 pairs of scissors in each one.
I didn't know all the schools kept their scissors in one.
Did you just like run around with them?
I opened them all and I would stick them in the table I was sitting at, which had a groove down the middle.
Yep.
And I bent them into like a 45 degree angle and I put them back in the box and I did that for hours. I destroyed all the scissors. They were
where
all
was
unusable.
Everybody?
This is where
I was locked in there waiting for my mom to come get me out of school because I was being suspended.
That is so something I'd seen in a movie. I'd be like, it's a bit much. Come
and
on. What are the scissors supposed to symbolize something?
Here's the lesson
I learned. Hate lesbians?
Here's the lesson. Couldn't get back into school until my dad talked to the principal. My dad lived in San Diego, and he had to make like the 8-hour drive to San Jose to sit down with the principal, and then he just drove home, and he was fucking furious.
Yeah, that would piss somebody off.
And
a lot
I learned
of time
a lesson.
Thinking,
yeah. Now I know where your screwdrivers and the printer came from.
Yeah, that's from the beginning. It was good. It was funny, though.
The
I really
origin.
Thought it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Like, they were going to open the scissors and go like, "Oh, Mike."
Look what he
How
did.
How did they know it was you?
Because I was the only one in there.
They opened it and you were still in there?
Yeah.
Did you leave the scene of the crime?
They put me in a room waiting for one of my parents to come get me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And it was a storage room.
Why were... Oh, so they were coming to get you just because like, she was late to pick you up or whatever?
No, it was
being
during
bad.
School
You were already
hours.
In trouble.
Yeah.
So you're already getting like expelled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For what, though?
I don't remember. I don't know what happened. Like, I wouldn't do something or
folding
I wouldn't
all the staplers backwards.
Mm-hmm. I did a lot of damage when I was a kid, like breaking windows and, you know, trying to light shit on fire and stuff.
It's weird. It's
like dumpsters.
I think that happens.
That only
kids
happened
that
once.
Pissed,
I'm sorry.
Right?
Let me not say a lot. But I tried to light a dumpster on fire.
We lit a giant oak tree on fire just because we wanted to call 911. Greg and I were drunk. We're like 14, 15 years old, wandering the streets, and we're like, it'd be really fun to call 911. Never had the opportunity. Let's light that old oak tree on fire, and then we can call. And we did.
Tie a yellow ribbon.
It was a giant blaze.
My friend cut down an endangered tree.
Ooh.
How do you get endangered as a tree?
Like it's some like a rare California like species, and he cut it. It was like a protected tree, and he cut it down.
Did he get in
big,
trouble?
Big
was
kerfuffle.
It an oak? Was it an oak?
Did
he got
get
caught?
Busted?
For the tree talk?
Did some sort of national park supervisor?
There's a tree detective. There's one. He travels the entire
you're
country.
You're lying. Stop it.
Do you know there is a tree detective actually?
What's his name?
Sergeant Mark.
Marcus.
Sergeant Mark.
No, I saw some guy on some documentary that there was a famous tree. And they wanted to know if it would, it was sick. A very famous tree on the campus of some school. And he came in and he did tons of DNA tests and stuff and determined why the tree was dying. And
oh,
nobody
I know what
else
you're talking
had
about.
Been
it's
able
that,
to figure
it
out.
It was that those trees at that school that were poisoned by that guy.
Yes.
He was mad. It was like
yes.
Auburn.
How do you know about this?
Yes.
It was Auburn and some other school.
Correctamundo.
How do you know?
Yeah.
They have, it was like, there was a really big write-up about it in like Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, it was a big deal because that tree, the one tree was their landmark.
Yeah.
It was the like,
it, so
it
was like their
it's
mascot.
In Texas, right?
I don't know if it was in Texas.
Auburn, Michigan.
No, it's in Texas, I think.
It's Auburn, Portland.
Yeah. Did you know that there's a Wyoming, Missouri?
Nope.
There is.
Fascinating.
According to what the hearsay I overheard on the street.
There's a San Diego somewhere else, too.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like in Portugal or
is it Paris, Texas?
Spain or something. Paris, Texas. More beautiful than Paris, France.
How many of your map apps
that's
are you
the
open?
Word.
No, I gotta go.
During
damn
the show.
It. Sorry, guys. I gotta go. Can you guys continue without me? Can
no.
You? Come on. Are you guys afraid to be alone?
I gotta go catch Pokemon.
Tyler.
No, I actually have a work call.
How many of our listeners probably do that? I bet a lot. Guys, why? Is it fun? I'll never know.
I'll never know either.
I don't know. I only caught the one that was on my...
I can see how it'd be addictive, especially if
do
you're
they,
like...
Do they make noise when you catch them? Because I can see how that would be fun.
Well, so you walk around and then your phone buzzes when you're near one. And then you take out your phone and it becomes like...
How many people are going
to
get killed?
It becomes like when you're filming, like with like your camera. It. It's like augmented reality. Then the little thing will pop up and then you battle him and then you catch him.
You battle him?
You battle him?
Mm-hmm. What if you're like in line behind me at Ralph's? If I see one of these fuckers doing this, I'm going to have problems. I will follow him to his
you're
car.
You're going to.
And I will break off his
hey, I got a great idea. Let's get Pokemon costumes and beat the shit out of people.
That's not bad at all. I love it. I love it. How many bad things are going to happen because of this?
A lot.
Good it's things crazy. Have happened. Some,
it's already
some
bad
girl found
happened.
A dead body in a yep. river because she was looking for water yep.
Pokemon. People have been robbed already.
I know that some woman I found, she saw two bullies picking on this little kid who collapsed from heat stroke.
Really?
Called 911 no. because she was in the park looking for Pokemon.
Many people have gone home and looked that's themselves real. In the mirror and been humiliated and embarrassed by where what their life has come to because yep. they were just playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
That mm-hmm. seems needlessly harsh.
I had to go to the hospital to get that Pokemon taken out of my butt.
This happening off school year, when this school gets back, oh, it's going to be bad, bad. Oh, no, I'm going to be at camp in a couple weeks. I'll get the lowdown on Pokemon. Oh,
we just gave you the lowdown.
No, I need to know about it from somebody who an actual user.
All right, Tyler.
You guys aren't users.
Tyler's a user?
I have one Pokemon.
Tyler has strangled two or three of those Pokemon already.
How do you fight them?
You throw the Pokeball at them.
Nuts.
So you like throw your phone at them?
No, you like go like this.
I swear to God, if I see somebody doing this in a goddamn movie theater or in line,
what happens if you see
I'm going to be enraged. I would be
and
very angry.
There's a park right by my house, and as you guys know,
yes,
and I've seen
people.
Multiple people that like they're just like running up to like bushes and catching Pokemons.
Hey, next week we should have done tonight. Next week, let's buy. I'll pay for it. Let's buy a couple Pokemon. Let's do the show outside somewhere. That's not the easiest to get to place, and let's see if anyone shows up.
They're going to be strangers.
What was that?
Of course they are.
My alarm going saying that my because Mike was late to the program.
Was Mr. Sandman playing? Yeah,
Mr.
Sandman.
Because I got to go. My meter's running out. Sorry, the show should be like an hour and 20, but we got a late start.
It's something, it's salmon, and salmon.
It's Trekkie or Trekker? It's Trekkies, right? You're a Star Trek guy. You actually directed this to Box Brain. Is there a faction of people that consider themselves Trekkers?
Thanks for trying to get my attention by throwing me a bone, credit-wise. Of course there are. There's Trekkies and Trekkers.
So one's pejorative?
I don't know. No. They're just different. Trekkers are less into it.
Okay.
Trekkies.
My buddy Greg.
Readily acknowledge their love for Star Trek.
Fuck, I'm so bad at this. Guys, check this out.
2 times 73 divided by 4.
Groupersthemovie.com.
I'm so bad at this.
Groupersthemovie.com is actually up. It's very minimal right now. Mm. Scott by Scott, help me out. You put in your, you go there. If you've already sent me an email to
that
one of my sites.
That almost sounds like an insult.
Fantastic. I got it.
The graphics are very simplistic.
No, we're
as
just
if
doing
a
basic stuff.
Challenged
for
person
no.
made them. Scott made them.
No, I wasn't doing that at all. Scott knows it. But
it's
go
very
over there.
Basic,
I'm collecting
simple.
Emails.
Can I say it slower
if you have
for
not
Scott.
Given me an email yet, go over there, groupersthemovie.com. Groupersthemovie.com. And just throw in your email so I can keep you in the loop. If you already gave me an email, you're good to go. And I'll be sending out updates and stuff leading up to the fundraising campaign, which I'm spending time every single day getting all my ducks in a row for that stuff. So thanks very much, guys. Groupersthemovie.com. Yes.
Yep.
And
I'm on Anna David's podcast this week, and I'm very, very aware of the fact that she had some sort of a web page put up, and she only mentioned me and Anderson. And I had nothing to do with that.
A web page?
No, like the, it's just the description of the article of the episode, and it just says that he does the show with Anderson.
Yeah, well, she knows me. She doesn't know you.
No. Yeah. It's fine. No, like I don't care.
And
but
you're
superfluous. All the listeners that like me, the millions and millions, come to my defense.
Feeling nauseous. All right, I gotta go see Star Trek. Yes. Oh,
what if you're turning Treks?
Stop it. Should we be ignoring Woody Allen's movies?
Ever talk like that again.
I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about that because I don't know what he actually did that's so bad. Because the
I read an article in Variety.
He's married to
his
stepdaughter,
damning,
right? Isn't
damning.
That really, really?
Yeah, but that was by Ronan. Since. That was by Ronan, who hates him, and she's on Mia's side. And I think Mia Farrow is insane and crazy. I also think she cheated on him. Well, I know she cheated on him. So she's not exactly the most trustworthy person, and she has a, she's a vindictive woman, even though I adore her.
But
I adore her.
Damn, there's an article on Variety called 10 Facts, Hard Cold Facts You Need to Know About What Happened Last Year with Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like I should never even talk about him.
You might be right about that. And I have
But Cafe Society is a really good movie.
I have such mixed feelings about it because when I watched that documentary on him, I kind of loved him again. I was like, I love that little old man.
That two-piece documentary is so great.
It's
so inspiring.
Good. It's so good. And the fact that he married his daughter, I'm kind of over that part of it.
Like you're not jealous of it anymore?
If he fingered his daughter, then I'm not into it. But if he just married his daughter and they lived through till he dies.
It's the stuff that happened with, allegedly that happened with Dylan. That's the stuff that I really have a hard time with.
Yeah.
And
if he did do it, we have to turn our backs on him.
We have
I'm sorry.
To, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you're a piece of shit if you don't. And you know, and it's funny because I said that when Michael Jackson
right.
was
But you still listen to Beat
accused.
It every day.
We got 5 seconds. I still beat it every day, but
three,
I don't listen to it.
Hey, 2-1. What?